Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the airline. We ought to be praising God for allowing us to see another day that the Lord has kept us, and he deserves our praises. Amen, amen. Praise be unto God. The message today will come from Matthew's 25th chapter. Amen. We want to welcome our listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome our new listeners as well. We pray to the Lord that you will continue to tune in every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We say that you are welcome. You are welcome. Come back and listen again. If you missed the live show, you can always listen in the archives at Blog Talk Radio, VOTWM. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us in a prayer. Father God, we just thank you for another day, God. We thank you for life. We thank you that Jesus laid down his life that we might live again and have a new life in him. Father God, we thank you for the light that you sent into this world, that we may come out of darkness unto your marvelous light. We thank you, Father, that Jesus is the only way that we might be saved. We thank you, Father God, for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed on Calvary, that we might live through him. We thank you, God, that thou art a forgiver of sin. We thank you, God, that you shed your blood for us. We thank you for your body that was broken for us, your whole body that was broken for us, for our healing and for our deliverance, that we might be set free. We thank you for it even now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you praise, and we thank you for your grace and your mercy that are new to us every day. And help us, Father, not to take it for granted, but help us to thank you each and every day and to give you a praise and to praise your name every day of the week and every hour, praising God for what he's already done. Help us, God, to be thankful, not only during the holiday that is coming up, but to be thankful and grateful every day of our life. Help us, oh Father. Help us to walk in your way. Help us to live by faith. Help us to walk in your faith. Help us, oh God, because we're living in the perilous times, oh God. Help us. We need you to help us, Lord. Help us to stand and speak. And help help us not to never lose our faith in thee, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for revivals, O God. We pray that there were revivals all through the nation, that souls shall be saved for the glory of God. We give you praise for it right now, God. We thank you for every soul that is saved. Every soul that comes out of darkness unto your marvelous light. Let it be light, O God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Let them come out of the darkness and see the light, the marvelous light of God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you to do it right now for your glory. We ask you to save a soul right now all over the land, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Father God, for meeting the needs of all your ministries all over the land. We just ask you to bring forth revival over the land. Supply every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory for it even now, Lord. We thank you for every soul that's going to be saved, because you're still in the saving business. And we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we just thank you. We call those things that be not as though they were. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen. God is good, and he's good all the time. I don't know about you, but I got a praise down in my spirit. Praise the name of the Lord, for he is worthy. Amen. The word of God will come from Matthew, the 25th chapter. And the word of God reads, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at the midnight, there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trim their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourself.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' But he answered and said, 'Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh.'" Amen. Word of God for the people of God. Amen. Receive the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. The title of our message today is, "If you are not ready, you're going to miss it." If you're not ready, you're going to miss it. Here in the word of God, Jesus is likening marriage to his relationship with the church. Here we have 5 foolish virgins, and we have 5 wise virgins. I wonder which one are you?
But the Bible tells us that the five fish virgins, we don't call them brides, did not have the oil that they needed when the bridegroom came. In other words, they were not ready. Now, the Bible says that the wise bride were ready. They were virgins. I'm gonna call them bride, comparing them to marriage and our traditional marriage that we have today. Because God always gets the bride ready for the groom. But the Bible says that the wise brides of the virgins had everything that they needed. They had the oil, and they was ready when the bridegroom came. That represents Christ. It's pretty much like a marriage today. If you're in a Christian relationship, a courtship, a marriage, or planning a wedding event, there's a difference between the event and the marriage. But the bride is always ready for the groom, because God will always get the bride ready. And the groom is also ready for the bride, because God always gets you ready. But many times in our lives, we are not ready because we do not follow instructions. We are disobedient unto God, and we don't get ready for what God is trying to do in our lives. When God has told us a thing and we have written it down, and God has promised us a thing, whether it's in our business, whether it's getting a husband or a wife, or whether it's our ministry expanding, whatever it is, we have to be ready for the thing. If we are not ready, then we are going to miss it, because we were not ready. Just as the five foolish brides or virgins were not ready, they didn't have what they need. And I believe that God had gave them plenty of time to get it, because it said that he tarried. He gave them time to get ready. But maybe they were just so busy doing their own thing. Maybe they were just so caught up in the world's way of doing things. Caught up in their own way. Lazy. Maybe they were just lazy. They knew it was coming, but they didn't get ready for it. And, you know, sometimes we ask God for things, but we won't follow his instruction when he's trying to get us ready. We won't follow the instruction. And we just been straight lazy. And we won't go and do what he told us to do. It may not make any sense at all what God is telling you to do. But he's trying to get you ready for whatever's about to happen in your life. And you got to be ready. Now, it said he tarried. We don't know how long that the wise virgin had the oil. We do know they had it. We know that they was ready and they were prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. They was ready. Well, in a traditional Christian marriage, if you're doing it biblical, and you done pray for the man and the woman, done pray for the man and the woman, and the man done pray for the woman, God would get the two people ready. And when he gets them ready for the thing, and when they meet, when are they ready? Because God has given them that time, of tarry, if you want to call it a tarrying time, where they get to know each other. All of these different things, all of this is a process in marriage. That's why he likens his relationship to us by marriage. Because he always gets us ready if we will follow instruction and do what he said. Now, the five virgins, the foolish ones, they weren't ready, and they missed it, because the word of God said when the cry was made, in other words, it was a call at the midnight hour. I know many of us, you know, done had plenty of calls in the midnight hour, read between the lines. Many of us had Millie, those calls in the midnight hour, baby, what you doing? Can I come over? Wait. A midnight call. But see, this wise virgin bride heard the call of Jesus. Said, come. Come. Because the bridegroom is on his way. You know, we have to get ready for the second coming of Christ. Just like a bride has to get ready for the groom, just as the groom has to get ready for the bride, for the wedding, for the event, and for the marriage. The most important part is the marriage. It's not the wedding event. The wedding event is just a place where everybody gathers to celebrate. But the marriage life is that covenant between that man and that woman before God. So we got to be ready. And we got to stop playing. Because the Son of Man is soon to return. And we must be wise enough to be ready. We got to have our house in order. We got to be ready when he comes. We got to be ready. We got to be prepared. And we must be pure. No bride must be pure. A pure bride. We have to be ready. We have to serve God. We have to be living in holiness and righteousness. We got to be serving him every day of the week, not just on Sunday, not just on Wednesday night, or whatever we feel like it, or whenever we're going through something. Then we want to try to serve God. We're going to miss it. If you are not ready, you'll miss it. If we're not ready, we're going to miss it. Because he's surely to return. Jesus is on his way back. The signs of the time all around us. He is soon to return. And you must be ready. You must be prepared. It's time to stop playing church. It's time to get right with God. Because Jesus is coming back. And it's going to be a call. And all those that are wise will be ready. But all of those that are foolish will not be ready. Because they think they got plenty of time. Well, they said that all these other years. He ain't came. They said that no one day. They didn't believe. The Son of Man is surely to return. And Jesus is alive. Now, this is Jesus' word. This is the way. This Jesus is saying this. Don't be foolish. Be wise. Because I'm surely to return. But you don't know the day nor the hour. No man know the day or the hour. But you got to be watchful and you got to be ready. Because I might just call tonight. Will you be ready if he calls tonight? Will you be ready if he calls an hour from now? Will you be ready to be caught up in the car? Are you ready? Are you playing? Are you ready? If you are not ready, you're going to miss it. We miss many things in life because we are not ready. We wait for others to do what we need to do for ourselves. When God is telling us to do a thing so that when it comes, it ain't going to tarry when it comes. It's going to come quickly. It tarried. We don't know how long it tarried, but we know that it tarried. That tarrying time was a time for them to get ready. It was a time for them to be prepared for his coming, for the bridegroom. Are you been praying for a husband or wife? Are you ready?
No, Jesus.
Are you ready? Are you ready for this? You know, because many times people think they're ready. But you weren't really ready for that. And so now we just step out, and God has given us that time to get ourselves right. That's why he gives us that tarrying time in there. So that we can get ready, that we won't miss it, that we'll be in the right places and doing the right things. So that we'll be ready for what he's getting ready to do in our lives. But most of the time we miss it. And we say, oh, Lord, I've been praying. And you'll be like these five foolish. He's going to shut the door. He's going to shut the door. I'm ready. See, many of us think we can just get ready just like these virgins. to be trying to get ready when Jesus already said you need to be ready? You should be already ready for his coming. You ought to be ready. But we ain't ready. We're playing. Glory, help us, Lord. We're playing. It's time out for playing. If we look around us, we see it all around us. You can't miss it because it's on TV. It comes right in your house, on television. It's on radio. It's everywhere. We got all kind of devices, so you can't miss it because of technology. You can't miss it. Only way you miss that, you ain't paying attention to nothing. You just in your own little world. But we must be ready for his, just like a bride. Because I've known people that have gotten married, and I know women that have given testimonies that they had wedding dresses before they even had the groom, before they knew the man. They were praying for the man before they even knew who he was. Same thing with men that pray for wives before they even meet them. And God is getting them ready so that when that time comes, it comes quickly. And if you're not ready, you're going to miss it. But you got to be ready. Because Jesus compares this to our traditional marriage, that we will see how important that it is for us to be ready. If we are ready, we won't miss what God has for us in that season. If we're not ready, you are surely to miss it. And the door will be shut on. You may not never get that opportunity again. You have to be ready. No matter how foolish it may seem, you know, those five wise virgins, I believe, had a lot of faith. They had enough faith to have everything that they needed before the bridegroom came. They were prepared, and they was ready for it. So when he called in the midnight hour, they was ready to go. I believe, you know, if you really look at it, they had everything they needed. So, you know, when you're asking God for things, you got to be ready for the thing. But if you're not ready, then you're going to miss it because you was not ready and you were not prepared. You weren't ready for it. You know, when we look at the five virgins and being that they were not ready, they had to try to go out and buy the stuff. Okay, you got to leave. You got to go out and buy the stuff. See, God is telling us to do some stuff. It don't even make sense. It don't make no sense. Crazy face. It don't make no sense. And it don't make no sense. And if you tell somebody, if I'm thinking crazy, but do what God has told you to do so you can get ready for whatever he's getting ready for to do in your life. God's trying to give us stuff. And he's trying to do things, but we're not ready for the thing. So when God is telling us to get ready, be prepared, this thing is going to happen, we have to believe him enough and have enough faith to move on it, even though we cannot see what God is doing. We got to have enough faith to believe him and know and to be ready and have what we need because it's going to happen. If God has spoke the word unto your spirit, it's going to come to pass. But you must be ready. Because God has a way of doing things that he can send one person in your life. And your whole life will change. But you got to be ready for it. You got to be ready for it. Whether you're trying to start a business, maybe you don't understand how to do it. But do the things that God has told you to do to prepare for it. Because he'll send that one person that'll tell you exactly what to do. But you got to receive it. And we must be ready. That's what Jesus is telling us in the word. Now we got to be ready because I'm coming now. I'm coming. He said, I came for the world the first time. And I died upon the cross for the world and its sin. My second coming, I'm not coming back for sin. I'm coming to get my church. That's why he likened his relationship with us with marriage. And you know, that's why sometimes I believe he says, no, I'm never married to the backslider. Because his love never changes for us. And he wants us to be ready. He wants us to get it right. He wants us to be prepared and sitting on ready when he comes. so that we won't miss it. If you're not ready, you won't miss it. And you don't want to be like these foolish brides, or five virgin brides, or foolish ones. Tell my Lord, Lord, open to us. What did he say? What Jesus said? He said, he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. You don't want to hear them words. You want to be able to go in. You want to be a part of the marriage supper. You want to be a part of it. You want to be able to go in to the marriage. Because that's why he said here, he said, and while they went to buy the five foolish, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. When he came, they were ready. And they went in to the what? They went into the marriage. And the door was shut. God shut that door before in Noah's day. Shut the door right here. He said no. He said, and those that were ready, see, all of us that are ready, we'll be able to go with him into the marriage. And that won't be shit. You don't want to know shit. You don't want him to say, I know you not. You want to be able to walk through them pearly gates. That's what I call the pearly gates. You want to be able to walk through the pearly gates. You want to be able to see the light. You want to be able to see it. You want to be able to see it go. You don't want to be in the trip. You want to be ready for the marriage. You want to be ready. Because it surely is going to come to pass. Because it's in the Word of God. It's going to come to pass. He's coming back. And he's coming back for his church. With no spots and wrinkles, he's coming back. Got to be ready. We got to be ready. That's why we can't keep playing church. We can't be walking around here holding the hand of the devil and talking about we serving God. We need to stop with the foolishness. It's time for us to get right. The five virgins that were foolish, they were just foolish. They ain't had a stuff. And Jesus already told them, I'm coming back. He tells us in the word, I'm coming back. But yet we're still not ready. Still thinking we got plenty of time. When tomorrow is not promised to any of us, we got to get ready. Because if we're not ready, we're going to miss it. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to get yourself right before God. Because you got to be pure. You can't come before God filthy and dirty. You got to be pure. He's coming back for a pure bride. The ones that live in the holiness and righteousness. Because, you know, he said, I am holy. And then we ought to be holy. He's coming back for the true church. His church. That is pure. He's coming back for the righteous. He's coming back for them. He's surely to come. And you must be ready. You got to be watchful, prayerful, and you got to be on your post all the time. You got to be on your post all the time. You got to be praying. Because he's coming. The Son of Man is soon to return. He's coming. He's going to make the call. Will you be ready? Will you be wise, or will you be one of the foolish? He is surely to come. But we must be ready for his coming. We have to be like the five virgins, even though it perish. When it comes, twinkling of an eye, that's how quick it's going to be. And you must be ready. Because if you're not ready, you're going to miss it. Won't be nobody's fault but your own. See, the five virgins that were foolish, they came to the wise.
And said, well, let us have some of your oil. They said, not so. You know, you got a right to tell somebody no. You owe no man nothing. But to love them. They didn't have to give them none of their oil. It was their fault that they were not ready, that they were not prepared. We can't even make no excuse that we can't get the word. Oh, Jesus, I didn't get the word. I didn't know nothing about the gospel. I ain't know nothing about the dying for them. I ain't know none of it. Not the truth. Because the word of God is being preached on every avenue. If you truly want the word of God, you can get it. It's all over the internet, just like everything else in this world is all over this internet. The word of God is being preached all over the nations. We have to be ready, and we have to want the word of God. We have to be the one to choose him, that we can be ready when he comes. Will you be ready when he comes? Or will you be foolish, still in the world, still in sin, living in darkness? Will you be ready? Will you be foolish? There's a lot of foolishness going on in the world today. Hallelujah. There's a lot of foolishness going on. Too much. I've never seen so much foolishness. It's everywhere. In the church house, it's everywhere. Foolishness. We got to get the word. And we got to be ready for his coming. It's so important that we be ready. We got to get saved for real. Many of us in the church, and we are not saved. We're not truly saved. We don't know God. And if we don't know God, we don't know Jesus. Because you can't go to God without going through Jesus, because he's the only way. And we got to get ready. We got to get ready for this marriage. Got to get ready for it. Because it's going to be a beautiful thing. Got to get ready. We got to get ready. We just gotta get up, and we just gotta get ready. We just gotta stop playing. It's just time out for playing. Jesus came that you might live and have life and have a new life. You got to change the way you do things and live for him. Get ready for his coming. Because if you are not ready, if we're not ready, we're going to miss it. And I want you to go through the pearly gates, too. I'm going through the pearly gates now. I can say about me, but what about you? You know, that's why God sent forth his word, so that you can be healed, delivered, and set free. He came that none would be lost. And he wanted all of us to be able to go through the pearly gates and be a part of this marriage supper. He wanted us to be a part of that. It's going to be a glorious day. But you must be ready. You got to know him. Because if you don't know, he's going to tell you. I'm telling what he said. He's going to say it. Verily I say unto you, I know you not. And you're going to say, well, Lord, I've been working in the church, and I've been saying this in the church, and you know I've been on the usher book for the years, and you know I've been preaching your word, and I've been prophesying, and I've been doing all kind of stuff in the church, and you know my grandmama and my granddaddy, they laid the first brick in the church. I've been there all of my life. He gonna say, I know you not. You got to be saved. You got to know him for real. You got to know the Son of God. That's why, you know, the word of God says, God so loved the world. Well, that includes everybody. He came for everybody. Jesus came, and the bridegroom represents Jesus. But Jesus came that we could have life. That we can have a more abundant. That even in our physical life right now, he came that we could have a more abundant, that we can have life. And through him. But we got to be ready. We got to be willing to change. We got to be willing to stop what we're doing. We got to be willing to come out of sin so that we can be ready. Because, see, you can't be ready for his coming if you're in sin. If you're living in sin and in darkness, there's no light within you. Because you're living in sin. How can you be ready
for what God has for you, or how can you be ready for his second coming if you're living in sin? Can you be ready? You can't be ready. That's not a truth. We must be saved. And we have to change our lives so that we can be ready and living in righteousness and hope. And so many people don't want to turn from sin. So we got to turn away from sin so that we can be ready for his coming. And most of the time it's because we have so many people around us that are so religious to make you think that if you come to Jesus, you ain't going to be able to do nothing. You ain't going to be able to listen to no music you want to listen to. You know, you got limits on everything. Don't get it twisted. You won't be able to do nothing. Just be a Bible thumper. That ain't true. Stop it. Lying wonder. Stop it. Because it's causing people not to be ready for the coming of Christ. You're causing people not to want to come. And then some of them don't want to be, won't get ready because they see what you're doing in the church. You're doing everything in the church and you're the leader. You're the leader. And you expect for them to live right and you ain't living right. How is that? You ain't even prepared. You're not even ready. How are they going to get ready when you ain't ready? If you got a good leader, they'll have you ready. How can you leave them and you not ready? How are they going to be ready? How are they going to be ready when Jesus comes in? If you live in this sin. You know that's why some people don't want to come to church. Because they see what everybody else doing in the church. And they just want to stay out of the church, they say to themselves. I heard somebody say that once. Why come to church? They doing the same thing that I'm doing. I ain't even in the church. We got to be ready. It's time to get right. It's time to get right with God. Because we got to be ready. If we are not ready, we are going to miss it. We got to be ready. Whatever we believe in God for, we got to be ready. Yeah, we got to be ready for it. We got to continue to believe because he's coming. Oh, yes, he's coming. You can mark that down. He's coming. He is surely to come. He is on his way back. This world is full of sin and darkness. He's on his way back for the true church of God. He's on the way back. You got to be ready. You got to be ready for him just like you get ready for your marriage, early marriage. You got to be ready. You got to have everything in order. You know, it's kind of like when a bride is getting ready to marry. And I believe that God will help that bride to get ready. He will help that male, the groom to get ready, the bride and the groom to get ready for one another. Because if they're not ready for one another, then what's going to happen? Nothing God will happen. Because they won't be ready for it. That's why we must always be ready. He always said, be ye ready. Be ye ready. Because I'm coming. I'm coming on the cloud. I'm coming. So we got to be ready. Just as the wise bride of the virgin, they was ready for his coming, that they went in unto the marriage. They weren't left out. They didn't miss it. But the five foolish women, they missed it because they wasn't ready. How many times have we missed her because we wasn't ready? And we say, oh, that should have been me. That should have been me. But we dragged our feet, and we did not prepare for it. We didn't get ready. You know, we do stuff, and then we don't prepare for it. How are you going to do something and not prepare for it? Prepare, because he's coming. And you got to be ready, just like it was here. You got to be ready when he calls, because he's surely to call. That's why the Bible says he called. He said, behold, the bridegroom coming. Go ye out to meet him. Will you be ready to meet Jesus? Will you be ready? Or will you say, hold up, wait a minute, Jesus. You can't, I ain't ready right now. Hold up, wait a minute, Jesus. Can you come tomorrow? He ain't going to say no. I'm paraphrasing over to God. But you're going to say, Jesus, can you hold up on that? Hold up. I ain't quite ready yet. I'm over the Susan house right now. I'm over the Susan house right now. You know, I'm over Jodette house right now. Can you come tomorrow? Because I ain't ready yet. You know, I ain't ready yet. I ain't read the Bible in a while. And no, I ain't praised you in a while. And I ain't sung a song unto you. And I ain't worshiped you. And you know what? I ain't even been to church in a minute. Can you hold up on Jesus? He's going to shut the door. He's going to shut the door because you are not ready. We are not ready. We have to be ready when he comes, because if we are not ready, we're going to miss it. We're going to have all kind of excuses. Just like them excuses that I just gave, we're going to have all kind of excuses. He's going to even hear it. Because he has given us so much time to get ready. But we let every day and every minute and every second pass by and not get ready. You can live a life for Jesus being a Christian and being ready for his coming. But we don't want to do that. We want to stay right there in that place of darkness and not be ready. Your excuses ain't going to get it. You can just hang it up. Don't hang it up right now. Don't hang it on up in the closet, because it's not going to get it. Because he's just going to say, come. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. I don't know about you, but I plan on being in line. I'm planning on going. I'm going through the pearly gates. How about you? Where you going to spend eternity? Will you be gone? Will you be going into the marriage? Will you be gone? You know, a lot of times when they go to weddings, they go to different, they go to weddings, events, and they go to the marriage. You got some that will go to the wedding ceremony. You got some that they should go to the reception for whatever reason. But they prepare to go. So are you prepared, or are you ready for the coming of Jesus? Because if you got to prepare for him, just like you prepare for everything else. You got to prepare for it, because it's in the Word of God that he's coming. And you got to be ready. If you are not ready, you're going to miss it, because it's going to come that quickly. That's why the Bible said, in a twinkling of an eye. That's quick. So quick. Some of y'all are missing stuff that God got for you in this season. Because that's how quick it's going to come, and you ain't going to be ready. It's going to come quickly. And you done missed it. Don't be done shit. You done missed it. And it may come back around, but it probably going to tarry for years. And because we wasn't ready, now you got to go back all the way back through that thing again until you get it right. You got to go all the way back through it again because you wasn't ready. God sent the person. He sent the husband, he sent the wife, he sent the person that's supposed to help you with your business. He sent somebody that was supposed to help you with your ministry. But you weren't ready. You weren't ready, and you weren't trying to get ready either. You waiting on somebody else to do it for you. But God is telling you, I want you to move by faith. I want you to move by faith and be prepared and to be ready for what I'm trying to do in your life. Because we don't want to do it. We want the easy way out. We want somebody else to do it all for us. One person can come into your life and change your whole life, and your life never be the same if you are ready. Not trying to get ready, but if you are ready to receive. See, those five wise brides or virgins, they were ready to receive. They was ready to go. They had everything that they needed to go to be a part of the marriage. But the five foolish brides or virgins, They didn't have what they needed and trying to get it from somebody else. And had to go try to buy something. And I bet you when they got there, they probably couldn't get what they need. Because when you perish sometime like that, when God has told you to do a thing, and he done showed you where it is and where to go get it, and you just parry and don't go do it, then when the time comes and you need it, you can't even find it. I bet you they were trying to get oil and they couldn't even get no oil. They waited too late. They weren't ready. They waited too late. They weren't ready. They wasn't ready. Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. And we must be ready. We got to be ready for the bridegroom to come. We got to be ready. He done told us how to do it. He told us to live holy. He told us to live right. He told us to stay in the word. He told us to pray. He told us to love one another. He said, help those that are in need. He said, love ye one another. He said, be ready. Live in holiness, because I am holy. Be ready. Because when I come, I'm coming for a ready church. He ain't coming for no church that ain't ready. He coming for a ready church. A ready church is a church of obedience. They're waiting on the Lord to come. They know he's coming. Be ready. The bridegroom is coming. You want to be ready. You want to be ready for him when he comes. You don't want to be trying to get ready, but you want to be ready when he comes, because he's coming back for a pure bride that has been committed, that has been faithful before him, one that has lived holy and lived righteous, has kept his commandments. That's a part of being ready. And he will get you ready if you want to be ready, but many of us don't want to be ready for his coming. We got to take action by our faith in him to be ready. Be sitting on ready at all times. Because we know not the day nor the hour that the Son of Man shall return. We do know that he will return, because Jesus has told us in the word that he shall come. And it shall come to pass. That he shall come, and we must be ready for his return. If we are not ready, then we're going to miss it. We got to be ready for the coming of the Christ, the second coming of the Christ. And he's coming back as a lamb slain, y'all. He's coming back in all of his glory. He's coming back for his church. Amen. Glory to God. Be ye ready that you don't miss it. Be ready that you don't miss it. If you are not ready, you're going to miss it. Amen. Amen. We do hope and pray that something was said here today to help you to get ready for the second coming of Christ, and to help you to get ready for the things that God is trying to do in your life. No man knows the day nor the hour that he will return, but we must be ready for his return. And we have to be ready for the things that he's going to do in our lives. So even though it doesn't make sense to you, maybe you don't see what he's doing, it doesn't make sense, know that he's already got a plan. Know that he's already working it out, and we just got to have that faith enough to be ready and to be prepared for what God is getting ready to do in the life of the believers all over the world. Amen. Glory to God, and all honor and praise goes to the Father, the Heavenly Father. If you don't know Jesus and you're not ready, you're just not ready, you're not prepared, I want to give you the invitation today and ask you to give your life to Christ today. If you're not ready, you don't know him, you're unsaved, today is the day. Choose the day who you will serve. Ask him. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sins. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you shed your blood for me. I believe that you are the Christ. I repent of my sin with a godless thought. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. If you said that prayer and you honestly repent of your sin, I want to encourage you to connect to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. We are a Bible-believing church. I want to also encourage you to connect to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. These are Bible-believing churches. Without Walls. Also, we have Pathetic Corner, a Bible-believing ministry without walls, a church without walls. We have Faith Come By Hearing Ministry, a Bible-believing ministry, a church without walls. So we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. If you have given your life to Christ today, if you would just inbox me on Facebook, and I would get in contact with my leaders, and we will come together that we can pray for you and help you on this Christian journey so that you will be ready, that you will be prepared for the things of God and for his return. So I want to encourage you today to connect to one of these ministries. Your soul will be blessed, and you will receive the truth of God's word, and you will truly hear the voice of truth speaking through the messengers of God. So I want to encourage you today to get connected, stay connected to these ministries. Also, we want to encourage you to get your Bible, begin to read your Bible, and develop your relationship with God. It's time now to start getting our life right with God so that we won't miss it and so that we'll be ready and prepared when he comes, that our soul won't be lost and that those doors won't be shut on us, that he won't say that I don't know you, but we'll be ready. So I want to encourage you today to give your life to Christ. And if you have done that, I ask you to inbox me, please, on my Facebook page, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, or you can do Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Pathetic Corner, or Faith Come By Hearing Ministry, any one of those ministries. We're all up under the same umbrella. So you can, if you connect with one, you connect with all. And we will keep you in prayer, and we will help you on your way to being ready and prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. What a glorious day it shall be. Amen. I got a couple of announcements. Voice, a true announcement. We do hope and pray that you tune in today to Pathetic Corner, the Hour of Power, Pathetic Corner Ministries. It's the first half from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live and on the air on Blog Talk Radio every Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. And then at 6:30, Voice of Truth, I'm your minister host, Elaine Jackson, Minister Elaine Jackson, from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power. Then on Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have One Word from the Lord. It's live and on the air on Blog Talk Radio with my leader. So I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to One Word from the Lord. It's under Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Then on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing Ministries on the air live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we want to encourage you to become also a WOW partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry to help spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. If you become a partner, a WOW partner, you will receive a lot of perks as becoming a wild partner. And we want to encourage you to do that, to become a part of what God is doing with these ministries. And if you would like to do that, just inbox me on Facebook, Voice of Truth, or Elaine Jackson, and I will tell you how you can do that. But we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. We are ministries without walls and without the church wall, without the bricks and the mortar, touching lives all over the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we want to encourage you to get connected, to follow, and stay connected to these ministries without walls worldwide ministry. You can listen anywhere. You can listen at home. You can listen in your car or wherever you are. We are there. Wherever you are, you can listen to these ministries. Also, if you miss the live show, you can also go back to Blog Talk Radio, and then you can still listen on demand. You can listen on demand. All shows are pre-recorded, so you still can receive the Word of God. So I want to encourage you to do that. You know, it's so important for us to get the Word of God, and God has made many avenues for us to get the Word of God. So we just pray that you will listen, whether you're at home, whether you're in your car, or you're on the go. We just pray that you will tune in and listen and be a part of what God is doing with these ministries. As always, if you need prayer, please inbox me your prayer request at Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, or you can submit your prayer request on Voice of Truth webpage at votwm.yodasite.com. Also, we want to encourage you to follow all of our social media ministry site, A Voice of Truth. We are on Google Plus, we are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, so we are on, we do blogs as well. So we want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. Amen. And if these ministries have been a blessing to you, whether it's one word from the Lord, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, Pathetic Corner, or Voice of Truth. If these ministries have been a blessing to you, I want to encourage you to sow a seed of faith and expect a harvest, and God will bless it. This is fertile ground. Amen. I am going to go ahead and do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. You have a blessed week. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Praise him. Amen.